Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today we're going to be examining a question which is very pertinent and very important, and that question is regarding the reprehensibility of certain professions. This question stems from a tradition which has been related and narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. A certain man comes to the Prophet and asks the Prophet which profession he should push his son towards, which profession he should encourage his son to pursue. The Prophet says that there are five professions which a person should not pursue. Those five professions are the profession of a butcher, the profession of a person who makes and sells the burial shrouds which a dead person is to be buried in, the profession of a goldsmith, the profession of a person who sells wheat, and the profession of a slave trader or a person who sells slaves. A question might arise, and it might be objected by saying that these professions, at least four of them, especially today, are necessary for every society, and so why would they be prohibited in Islam? Or, to word it in other words, even if we say that this tradition does not indicate the prohibition of these professions, if not anything, it indicates the fact that they are makruh, or they have kirahat, and they're frowned upon in Islam. But it's while we know that these professions, if somebody performs these professions with the intention of being service to, you know, his fellow man and society, there's nothing wrong with it, and it should be, in fact, recommended. So why would the Prophet, discourage this person from pushing and encouraging his son to pursue these professions? Now, we can analyze this question in a number of different ways. One of the answers that we can give to this question is that when we examine the context in which the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made this statement, we see that the person who came to the Prophet asked the Prophet, which profession should I pursue, or which profession should I push and encourage my son to pursue? This indicates that this person's son had a choice between different professions. He could have chosen a number of different professions. In fact, the hadith mentions the fact that the person says to the Prophet that my son is, he knows how to read and write, he's learned, he has learned some things, and he wants to choose a profession. Which profession should he choose? Right. So in this context of this person's situation, we see that this person's son had the choice of choosing any profession he wanted. The Prophet said that, well, if your son has the ability to do anything that he wants, don't push him towards these professions, right? In this situation where this person has the freedom of choice to pursue any profession he wants, these certain professions shouldn't be pursued. This person is, he knows how to read and write, he's learned, he can pursue any profession that he wants, a better profession that is, in fact, more valuable to society than these. This doesn't mean that in another context, when there's a person, you know, who's not learned, who doesn't know how to read and write, or when the person doesn't have a choice and there's no choice but for him to pursue a certain profession, then he cannot take up these professions mentioned in this tradition. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reprehensibility of certain professions in the eyes of Islam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.